Well, good morning. Hope you're doing well. Stephen Molyneux, back by semi-popular demand. It is the time for the social media review. And this is from the Bitcoin Therapist on X. If I have to pay a boomer 10 times what he paid for his house, he can pay me 1,000 times what I paid for my Bitcoin. Yes, yes, yes. What an amazing piece of deflation it is, right? So like half a decade ago, it was just amazing. You had to pay a fairly significant number of Bitcoins to buy a house. And now you only have to pay a couple of Bitcoins to buy a house. Bitcoin is deflationary to the degree about 99%. So that's very nice. Very nice indeed. So, all right. The great Yeonmi Park. Anyone who said Trump is Hitler or a fascist and isn't fleeing the country right now was full of crap and must never be trusted again. Yeah, I mean, if you believe that America is now going to become a totalitarian socialist state that is going to go to war and be bombed end to end and be destroyed for a generation or two, then you should be fleeing. And if you're not fleeing, then you should be called out on that, because people should not be able to get away with destructive hysteria unreviewed. All right. This is always an interesting question, right? Why do men stop talking to a lady after she says no to a dating proposal? Well, because the purpose of life is to reproduce. I mean, the biological purpose of life is to reproduce. And so there's all these sorts of things that women have, not all women, of course, right? It's all these sorts of things that women have where they say, oh, but I thought you were my friend. You liked me. And then when I didn't want to date you, then you went somewhere else. So that turns out that you didn't really like me in the first place. You just wanted to get into my pants. And it's like, no. So men, we have to find a way to reproduce. And the problem is, of course, if we're attracted to a woman, right? Let's say I'm attracted to Sally and Sally doesn't want to date me. Then I need to detach from Sally. Otherwise, my heart will not be available to pursue a new woman, right? You don't keep going back to the same job interview where you got rejected, right? I mean, you have to go and find a new job, which means you can't keep going back to the same job interview. So, all right. This is brutal. In case anyone... I shouldn't laugh. In case anyone was wondering, the new AI feature on iOS 18 that summarizes longer text messages works incredibly well. So this guy got a text message. Maybe it's a guy. Because I'm a man, I just assume it's a guy. While in sleep focus, you got a text message which is summarized by AI. Not feeling romantic spark. Apologizes for ending things. Oh. So it turns out that AI can stab your heart with a short and serrated stiletto while you're sleeping. All right, Edmund Fitzgerald, I just like the song, one of the backstory. And this is rough, right? So this cockiness and certainty, oof, you know, it's something that I noticed when working with people in manual labor, that they were very good at manual labor, but they didn't pretend to understand larger issues of politics or the economy or so on, right? And so they didn't have any certainty about that. Now, very intelligent people can talk themselves into doubt pretty easily, because genuine philosophical certainty is a hard thing to get a hold of. People were certain that they knew about ethics, but until UPB, there was no rational proof. So that's the great revolution. So what you do is, if you're a midwit, you hook into an ideology, and the ideology becomes like your physics and your certainty. And that is, you can see this in these eyes, right? So you can watch this. Let's take the audio.
It's happening. The family wants to know what I'm doing for the holidays. I'm going to be here with my dogs and my daughter, who is of childbearing age and now has to get an IUD at 17 years old. And I'm going to be here with my son, who is a political target. And that should really tell you all you need to know about why I'm not going to be hanging out with y'all for the holidays. So fuck off. Choke on your turkey. Bye.
Yeah, so this sort of smug face stuff, find It's like absolutely certain and no doubt, and that's what ideology does to people. And it's really, really rough. And she didn't mention anything about her husband. There is a kind of drift, right? So men without women drift to isolation and bitterness, and women without men drift to hysteria and main character syndrome, like self-importance, a kind of narcissism. And I don't know why, in particular. Men generally want a life without drama, because drama for men usually means a duel, physical violence, getting gored by a boar or some horrible infection. And so drama for men is pretty bad. But so men generally seek to reduce the drama in their lives. But for some reason, I've yet to quite figure it out. It's a deep, perhaps impenetrable mystery for the male mind. But for some reason, a lot of women, while men seek to reduce the drama in their lives, a lot of women seek to increase the drama in their lives. I'm just going to make this a little faster for some of these videos. But yeah, it is a strange thing, and I'm not sure I quite understand why women want more drama in their lives, while men generally want less drama in their lives. But it's an interesting question, all right? I just love my D&D memes. D&D has a deep root in my soul. Of course, I played it as a teenager, and then my daughter has been playing pretty sanitized versions of it for many years, and so it's really, really great. Is a D4, there's a little triangle dice. Is a D4 a lot of damage? Depends on the context. Roll it, no. Step on it, yes. I don't even know where this meme is from, but it's very funny. All right. This woman is pretty funny. Like, it's amazing how she does these voices, right?
Does my voice sound familiar? This is where you may have heard it in the last 10 years. Sometimes, I may be the voice you hear when using a text-to-speech feature on various platforms. Thank you for calling. All of our representatives are currently assisting other callers. Please stay on the line and we'll be with you shortly. Get ready.
Yeah, it's pretty, I mean, the tats notwithstanding, it's pretty amazing how good she is at these various voices. So, yeah, this is wild. This is wild. This is I don't know why she needs to get a haircut with no bra on, apparently in a fridge. But I'm not sure exactly why. But this is the sort of thing where it is like a drama, right? Solidarity, right? The great tug on female loyalties is loyalty to a husband and children versus loyalty to a deranged female collective. And how many women tip in the other way? But this is wild, right? This is a very pretty woman, probably a 9. Oh, and just by the by, oh my gosh, why is everyone so statistically illiterate? This is just a little rant of mine because it just bothers me. When men say this woman is a 10, what they're saying is she's absolutely perfect and has no flaws whatsoever, right? But that is not the case. A 10 just means in the top 10%. That's all it means. A 10 just means in the top 10%. It's not absolutely flawless. Like Kevin Samuels had this thing where Beyonce is an 8, and it's like, no, Beyonce is not an 8, right? Beyonce is not just one of the top 20% or 30% of most attractive women. So anyway, a 10 is in the top 10%. It's not absolute perfection. Like if you had a scale of, I guess, 1 to 100 or 0 to 100, then a woman who's 100 would be in the top 1%, but a woman who's a 10, I mean, it depends whether you go high or low, but she's in the top 10% of attractiveness. So anyway, so as we go through this, this is women shaving their heads for the sake of disliking these things, right? So this is the woman without her hair, and it is not a good look. It is not a good look. And however, on the plus side, she is, and that's probably why she has no bra, right? But this is why women who shave their heads, first of all, I would assume, and I'm not saying this is true for this woman, because of course I don't know her from Adam, but I would assume that women who shave their heads have a history of sexual abuse, right? So they're probably looking for, or having been pillaged and exploited through their sexuality as adults, right? So the women are looking for an excuse to make themselves unattractive so that men don't exploit them and they don't end up depressed and anxious and possibly suicidal, either as the result of SA as a child or as a result of being sexually exploited as an adult. So the politics is just a way to make themselves unattractive because their attractiveness is driving mental health issues. All right. So this is interesting. A purse made of gold from the Ottoman Empire that still has coins left in it, right? So this is fascinating. Of course, I assume that they don't know whose coin this was, whose purse this was, and so on. But this person, you know, worked crazy hard for these coins, and now their dust and the coins are just mementos for other people. So I'm not saying wealth is unimportant, but man, don't get too focused on it because this is where it ends up. Michelle Phillips from The Mamas and the Papas. An upset Michelle Phillips eating a banana while performing California Dreaming with The Mamas and Papas because they had to lip sync. They didn't do live stuff, I think, on the Ed Sullivan Show. And so she's got a fascinating look to me. She really does. And of course, I grew up in the 70s, and this was kind of the look, the sort of Cher-based, straight-haired look. But there's something, she's got a lovely face, of course, right? But there's something about these dead eyes and that pretty face that has something kind of surreal about it. And there is a certain amount of this being sexually attracted to this, you know, short girl with the straight hair and the dead eyes. There is something about the traumatized child in this kind of look. And I've always found that kind of odd. She's very pretty, of course, or she was very pretty. But there is something a little creepy about it because she looks so young and so dead-eyed. All right. This is interesting. I won't go into the details here. But when I was a kid, yeah, they were pay toilets. And there used to be 50,000 pay toilets in cities across America until a group of college students in 1970 decided it wasn't fair to have to pay for natural bodily function and successfully lobbied to get them banned in 12 states. And now you can't find public toilets anywhere. In 1974. Right, 50,000 pay toilets. And this, there was a famous limerick, or not, like a little short satirical poem when I was a kid, which was, here I sit, broken-hearted, paid a dime, and only farted. Yesterday, I took a chance, saved my dime, and shit my pants. And this is because it cost a dime. So it was profitable to have pay toilets, but then they were banned, and then you can't find a place to crap anywhere. And I remember in Black Like Me, the guy who wore blackface to figure out the black experience, he had to walk forever and ever to try and find a place where he could go to the bathroom. And it's really, really bad. So, yeah, just the non-organic things, right? Non-organic things, just things from the state. I'm going to watch this later. This is somebody trying to find contradictions in Christianity and failing. This is somebody who talks about, it always shocks me when I learn how bad people are with their finances. I don't find it too difficult to not be bad with finances. Just, I'm sorry, don't spend money. Just, it's not that complicated. You literally have to do nothing. I mean, I find sometimes, you know, going to the gym and in particular cardio, I find kind of boring. So I find doing cardio, you know, that kind of sucks, but, you know, I'll do it because it's important to keep your heart healthy. So these kinds of things, you know, learning Mandarin, like that's hard, man. You've got to do a lot of work, Japanese or something, like something really non-Cyrillic. So learning how to play guitar, that's really complicated. It's really tough. I saw a lovely a concert last night with an unbelievably great pianist. And of course, I'm just looking at him. It's just, I'm awestruck by that level of ability. And that's hard, man. That's, you know, 10,000 hours. So learning skills, going to the gym, learning languages, you know, these are really tough. These are really tough. Learning quantum mechanics and physics and math, like that's really, really tough. However, being good with your finances is literally doing nothing. Just do nothing. I mean, just don't spend. Don't go out. Don't click on, buying sites. Don't go out, spend stuff. Literally, you do nothing. And doing nothing in order to succeed has got to be the easiest gig on the planet. But, so what did these people do? We just got married yesterday. We spent $60,000 on our wedding with a guest count of only 270. right? So for them to sort of break even, give or take, you know, people would have to give them $200 or $250 a wedding, a person, right? Because 60,000 with a guest count of 270, so, you know, they're spending a couple of hundred per person. So you would hope that people give them at least a couple of hundred to break even on the wedding. Spent 60,000 on her wedding. And that's not a we, right? That's a girl thing. Do not spend too much money on your wedding. It is such a waste. If you genuinely love each other, you just want family there to celebrate. You want to have fun. I sang Unchained Melody at our wedding. We didn't have a band, but we had great dancing and decent food and so on, right? Let's see here. So we spent 60,000. So we worked our butts off and pushed so many bills, rent, etc. Only taking out a loan of $4,000 from my mom, demanding it back at the end of the month, we'd received 3,000 cash and checks total from cards only. So that's rough. That's rough. So you're supposed to give gifts to cover the cost of the wedding and hopefully give a bit of a nest egg for people. So if you're going to a very elaborate wedding, this is sort of basic etiquette. If you're going to a very elaborate wedding, very expensive wedding, please pay some money. But that's tough, right? That's tough. So let's say you have to give $300, right? Well, if you've got a family of four, right? Let's say you've got teenagers who eat like a tribe. So if you got a family of four, then you got to drop $1,200 to go to a wedding. That's tough, man. You've got a bunch of weddings, bunch of family. That can bleed your finances pretty hard. So anyway, we're like freaking out and just really devastated because we would have thought we would have at least got like $10,000, right? Lowest card amount was $10. Now that's rough, man. Lowest, that's really rough. Let's say it's just two people, right? And they go to a wedding, which costs them, you know, the cost the bride and the groom $600 to have them there, and you give $10. That's gross. Has this happened? Blah blah blah. We're really disappointed. We were supposed to leave Monday for a honeymoon. We canceled it instantly after opening everything. We literally couldn't buy our plane tickets, and we was going to buy them this morning because we booked the hotel for free with points. So. Yeah, it is just amazing how bad people are with their finances. I was actually, when I was a DM in my teens, this happened. Okay, I need an awesome mini for my epic boss fight, the mini I buy at the end. Three kobolds in a trench coat. Three hoops and a mini, three kobolds in a trench coat. Oh, this tugs at the old nads, right? Dad, stop playing video games and reading tweets so I can be born already. Oh, the idea, of course, that your kids are floating in some platonic low orbit above the womb and the testicles waiting to for them to connect so they can be born is really a wild thought. A wild thought. This guy writes, I was born to a mother who was too good for the men she dated. Now, this was my mom. Man, she was arch queen illustrious in the face of the men she dated. They had to have great heads of hair. They had to be tall. They had to be good looking. They had to be wealthy. And this vanity, I mean, my mom was very attractive and very slender. I get all of that. But this vanity, vanity is sterility, right? So vanity is sterility. Vanity has you spend your money on Bugattis rather than your kids and your family. Vanity has women endlessly exercising and having standards too high for any mortal man to achieve. So vanity is sterility. A lack of vanity is also sterility. Like, you have to have some pride in your appearance, but if you have to, otherwise you can't reproduce because you're like some tubby neckbeard or unattractive woman who won't do basic grooming. So it's got to be in the Aristotelian mean. Too little vanity or too little self-esteem and you are undateable. Too much self-esteem or too much vanity and you are undateable. So. Yeah, she'd laugh in the face of billionaires who loved her ripping up their round-the-world Concorde tickets while they sat there slack-jawed. Now, that I think that's probably hyperbole, but, you know, what am I now, right? Men think money or status is enough for these women. Nothing could be further from the truth. You don't know what it's like to be a woman who walks into a room and turns every cocky man to dust. Not with their beauty, but by crushing men at the things they do best. So, yes, yes, yes. My mother never found that man. I watched good men get steamrolled by her personality, watched her maintain that stiff upper lip in the face of it all. It sobered me up. I learned what I had to be. I don't think many men have actually met such women, so they've forgotten how to chase something profound. Mom taught me that lesson every day, sometimes in what she said, but most especially in what she couldn't find. Yeah, this idea that you are worth a human god or a human goddess is crazy and really, really desperately dangerous. All right. Oh my gosh. Yeah, officially cut my family out today. Somebody says, really? This is the mom, I think. Oh yeah, really? You blocked your own family over an election? You'll only stay in contact with us if we think the same way as you. We taught you better than that. FFS, your brother was an anarchist and I used to drive him to his meetings, but I'm the closed-minded and intolerant one, according to progressives. Mom, this is more than a difference of political blah, 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 right? So, well, I mean, differences in politics are differences in the legitimate use of violence, right? It's not just a political disagreement, because politics is the art of justifying the initiation of the use of force. So this idea that it was just political differences is like, well, no, that's not the case. Direct differences in metaphysics or epistemology, yeah, okay, whatever, right? But differences in politics is, if you are for less government, then you're saying violence should be used less. If you're for more government, you're saying violence should be used more. So it's not a difference of opinion, right? Differences of opinion, like, would you say if a guy says, yes, you should beat up your wife, and another guy says, you should never beat up your wife, is that just a difference of opinion? Come on, right? The impact of AI on scientific discovery is pretty wild. AI-assisted researchers discover 44% more materials, resulting in a 39% increase in patent filings and a 17% rise in downstream product innovation. These compounds possess more novel chemical structures and lead to more radical inventions. AI automates 57% of idea generation tasks, so that's pretty wild. There's a cost. 82% of scientists report reduced satisfaction with the work due to decreased creativity and skill underutilization. So, word processing fundamentally changed how people write. So in the past, you would write by hand in general. Some people would write by typewriter, but that's kind of rough. I mean, I remember, what was it? Tolkien's wife talking about the endless retyping of Lord of the Rings. So you would write and edit like crazy by pen, by hand. But word processing fundamentally changed that. And I remember using a word processing program on an Atari 800 to write things. ZOA4 was how do you got, because I had a dot matrix printer that was always running out of ink, so you had to double print bold just to get it to be legible. And I remember, of course, endless times I'd have to go down and photocopy things and like novels and 3 cents a page. It was pricey, man. I was not much money back then, but it seemed important, and I think it was. So now for me, having written for most of my public career, having written books by dictation is pretty wild. It's pretty wild. Certainly, I'm trying to think. So voice dictation, I started with Essential Philosophy. I voice dictated then the present and the future. I voice dictated and then edited. So yeah, it's pretty wild. And of course, that's one of the reasons why my dialogue is good. The dialogue I write is good because I've actually, I mean, you've heard me do role-playing. I'm pretty good at spontaneous dialogue and debates. And so the fact that I'm speaking the dialogue, this goes back to Dostoevsky, of course. Dostoevsky dictated his books to a rather harried stenographer who I assume used shorthand. So he'd pace around and dictate his books, which is one of the reasons why they tend to ramble like crazy. They tend to be jammed together. Like there was a book called The Drunkard, which he kind of jammed into Crime and Punishment sort of pointlessly. And some of his books he wrote under threat of losing all of his copyrights, so there was a real drive to it, and he was a terrible gambling addict and all that. But so he dictated his dialogue, and this is one of the reasons why his books are so conversational, but ferociously rambly. So AI as a way of generating ideas and as a way of, it's really good. And you'll just your creativity will shift to other things, right? All right. This is wild. Look at this. Like, so this is life, like one moment, right? I don't know what, of course, happened to this, right? So this woman, I guess she's a hot air balloonist. And that's not a forehead, that's a five head. All right, so just look at this, right? She's tied to a hot air balloon. And, like, this is how quickly your life could change. bad, like disastrous things can happen. Now, fortunately, she stayed up there because if she'd have fallen, I'm sure she would have died, because she, especially because she was head down. So I'm sure they got her back down, but please be careful in life. Like, life can change. I think about this literally every time I drive, though. Oh, this isn't the time I get into an accident, right? So it makes you extra careful, right? Somebody says, so this is crypto tea. There are only 2 billion Bitcoin left on all crypto exchanges worth 150 billion. What happens if a country tries to front run Donald Trump and buy 500 billion? Well, you'll see. You'll see. Kamala Harris is $20 million in debt. $1 million for Oprah's endorsement that flopped harder than her campaign, plus $100,000 for a set where she delivered what might be the internet's most painfully awkward podcast. Yes, well, women generally spend the money that men make, historically, right? I know now it's different, right? But women evolve to spend the money that men make, which is why a frugal woman is worth her weight in gold. And it's easier to spend other people's money on things for other people. This guy, I don't know much about him. I've seen him debate once or twice. He's just, this is a very interesting question, right? Dean Withers. Here is a fully matured adult male who looks like a 12-year-old boy. It's like he's stuck in puberty purgatory. I don't think he's gay. It doesn't really matter. But this is, I see this with some of the young Democrat influencers, that they have this kind of baby face. They don't look like they could grow three chin whiskers to save their lives. And this, generally, it's like floppy hair, a semi-prepubescent face, and incredibly cold eyes. That's just my particular gut instinct. I don't know much about this guy in particular, but it is a little odd. All right. Oh, I basically got this from my daughter. This woman, she found a baby cat, but in reality, it was a baby panther. Don't keep wild animals. All right. Yeah, how strange I feel in my community. So it is an unbelievably, like, it's hard to imagine. It's an unbelievably profound shock for leftists, right? To look around now that Trump won so decisively and the Republicans as a whole won so decisively, and even more deeply shocking that Trump won the popular vote, and his particularly Latino men, vengeance against them is probably deportation, supported by the left. But it's really shocking. So what's happening is the world has fundamentally shifted for the leftists. And this is a mirror of what happened to a large degree on the right under COVID, right? So under COVID, realizing the dictatorial authoritarianism of the left, where like half of Democrats wanted people thrown in concentration camps for refusing the vax, and a quarter of them wanted kids taken away from parents who wouldn't vax them, and like just terrifying totalitarian stuff. So looking around and realizing that there are people who want you thrown in prison for not taking a vaccine, it kind of freaked a lot of people out. And now on the other side, they are now processing that the majority of people wanted Trump. And so they're really going through a shock. And again, I don't really have any sympathy, because this is life in an echo chamber. The echo chamber that's achievable by the left is almost complete, right? Because turn on the mainstream media, it's the left. Mainstream movies, it's all on the left. TV shows, all on the left. And if you don't follow any accounts that you disagree with on social media, then your bubble can be almost complete. And that just shows that there's this intolerance and lack of diversity. It's pretty boring to point out, right? But they don't actually want diversity if they consider, you know, more than half of their country to be evil, corrupt, and immoral. Then that's not into diversity at all. So it's just a deep shock, and it's good, you know, to get people out of their bubble. And elections tend to do that, right? To get people out of their bubble is healthy for them, but it's tough for sure. I remember getting some flack when I talked about the deep anger I had towards my parents when I was going through, you know, therapy and realizing just how much I'd been exploited and harmed. And I did a show called The Joy of Anger, and I mentioned this on a show the other day. Anger is a good emotion to have. We have been suppressed too long. Don't let anyone tell you otherwise. If we are handling the anger rage without being out of control or hurting anyone, then let the emotions flow. Very true. Nobody talks about the angry stage of healing. the rage you feel when you realize how much and for how long you were taken advantage of, the absolute disgust you feel towards those who misled you. It comes in waves. Sometimes you'll feel healed, then it suddenly hits you. Yeah, so getting angry is reawakening your psychological immune system against exploitation. It is getting out, like psychologically speaking, at least for me, or sort of self-knowledge-wise speaking, your anger is your immune system. And if you attack yourself, that's like your immune system attacking yourself, right? Your healthy cells. Your immune system is there to attack dangerous foreign entities that are going to harm you. And your anger is there to keep you safe, not to physically attack, obviously, right? I'm sure that goes without saying, but to keep you safe from people who would exploit you. One of the things that I was, and I still feel some shock about this, you know, like when you hear a really loud bell an hour later, you can almost still hear the tone. I still feel a little bit of deep shock about this. What it really was amazed at, and I remember when I watched Goodfellas and watching when Joe Pesci, when the Robert De Niro character decides to kill the Joe Pesci character, he's just chatting away with him while knowing he's about to lead him to his death. It's sort of fun. And even though they'd had this relationship for decades and been, quote, friends, that fundamental lack of connection, I remember being really shocked by that and really grossed out by that. And I felt that there was something really important about that, but I didn't pursue that thread at the time. And then years later, when I began to disagree with people in my life, it was just amazing how quickly they cut me off. Like, it was just amazing when I thought for myself, or even when I just started demanding reciprocity. I was very generous with my friends. I lent them money sometimes I didn't even really have. I hired people, got people jobs, helped people with contacts, and, you know, did a lot to talk to people when they had problems in their relationships. I'd be a willing ear to listen for hours. But then when I asked for something in return, I got you your job that started you your career because I had contacts in the business world back then. Hey, would you mind reading my short novel and giving me your feedback? It just got nothing back. It's got nothing back. I remember when I first produced one of the plays that I'd written, I asked some friends to read through the play and they just never got around to it. And I was just like, oh my God, like the lack of reciprocity was just astonishing. And I realized that if I stayed in the orbit of people who are happy to take resources but never provide anything in return, then I'm just saying that I'm worth nothing, that I'm just a slave, a pink biped slave to serve the needs of others, and to ask for anything in return is not possible. And then I basically felt like a ghost or someone who didn't exist. And that was something I couldn't really abide. But yeah, that was just a big, I've talked about my anger, but that's sort of a big shock, right? Somebody wrote, it's often dismissed that people who grew up in abusive homes don't have a single safe resources. Any questioning about the validity of what happened is deeply layered with an isolation that no child could ever make sense of. Why didn't they tell someone? Truly layers deep. Why didn't they tell someone? Well, because you don't know, as a child, if you're the victim of abuse, massive sympathies. But the reason, one of the reasons you don't tell anyone is because you don't know if the other parents are also abusers, right? So if you get beaten up at home or abused at home in other ways, then if you go and tell some other parent or someone in authority or something like that, you don't know if that person is going to distort what you said, escalate it, report it back to your parent, and you're going to get beaten up. It's kind of like saying, if you live under communism, right, and you dislike communism, why don't you tell people about it? It's like, because they could report you to the secret police and you could get thrown in a freaking gulag, right? So that's why. All right. This I talked about years ago. We think that all memory is stored in the brain, but our study published today in Nature Comms, so you can go to @NatureComms, COMMS, and follow that, shows that all cells, even kidney cells, can count, detect patterns, store memories, and do so similarly to brain cells. So yeah, body memories is really important. This is why body work is really essential in the healing process and the self-knowledge process. You can't know yourself if you neglect your body. You can't know your history if you neglect your body. So, you know, stretching, yoga, I found massages, aromatherapy back in the day was very helpful for me. Exercise, you know, do and eat well, keep your weight healthy, and so on. Keep your body happy or you can't really be happy. This guy, Patriot J, says, not once have I seen a Republican brag about how they're cutting off their Democratic friends and family. Well, yes, and this is considered to be a virtue. We're tolerant, they're intolerant. It's like, well, no, they take their values seriously, and you don't. So, again, this is go back to the against me argument that I made many, like, I don't know, 20 years ago, so, not 15 years ago, so. Feeling superior because you are happy to break bread with people who want you thrown in jail for disagreeing with them is not superior, right? This is a sad story. It seems like today. A very nice young lady.
This is my last political post, okay? I'm going to lay it to rest. Let me just tell you guys. I'm not crying happy tears. I'm not going to be apologetic for being excited because if it was the other way around, all of the Kamala supporters would celebrate. I want to say that first. I'm very relieved because I voted what I believe in and I felt heavy on my heart that it's the right thing. So knowing that it was the decision the American people made, I'm relieved and I'm very happy. Very, very happy, okay? It's the very first day of finding out the election results. All of us are happy. I'm very happy. But I'm not going to continue to post about it. But I'm also not going to be sorry about it. And
So a little bit of a preamble here. I do find it pretty wild how people just put on a camera and post about their family dramas. Now, of course, I've talked with people thousands of times about often family dramas, so I get all of that. But it's a pretty wild thing. First of all, I really do appreciate this little portal in space-time that opens up into people's lives, that you can just take a video, post it, and everyone can get this window into what's going on in your life. I do find it interesting that women will often post high-status kitchens behind them. It's a pretty expensive mixer and some nice cabinets. But hey, you know, that's probably a bit too much for me. But it's very interesting. But I also find it wild that people can just post about this stuff and this, you know, 2.1 million views. That's a big deal. So
I always talked about how my family, sorry, I don't want to make this more than once. I always talked about how my family had different beliefs, my grandma and my mom and my sister, and how we always got along.
And also, I mean, her hair is nice. I don't know whether that's a lot of work, but the makeup is perfect. The eyebrows are perfect. She's got, those are false eyelashes. She's got the mascara. She's got the foundation. She's got the blush and all of that. And she's got the perfect nails. And I just find that pretty wild. Like, I'm so upset that I need to spend an hour and a half doing hair, makeup, and nails in order to do this video. I don't mean to sound mean. I really, really don't. I really don't mean to sound mean, but it just seems to me a little bit inauthentic. This woman can't possibly, like, she's just wearing a sweatshirt, but she can't possibly have been so upset. She just needs to do a video, but, and she can't do this every day, like these sort of perfect nails and this perfect makeup. And like that's, you know, 60 to 90 minutes, if I understand this correctly. And so if you're really upset, but you need to pause to make yourself look perfect before doing a video, you know, I'm sorry. I know maybe it's a little mean because I don't need to, you know, everyone's seen me do my hair and makeup because sometimes I forget. I just rub my face and brush down my strands of hair so I get it's easier for me. But all right.
And I wore my grandma's sweater to go low and I'm so sorry. I'm trying not to cry, okay? But my heart's broken.
Try not to cry.
Yeah, try. My grandma just sent me a very sad text. It broke my heart. And my mom has yet to text me back today.
Am I young?
My point in making this video is to say that I am very happy and I expressed how happy I was. And I'm not going to be sorry for that. I'm completely heartbroken that my family is taking it how they are. I never did this to them when Biden won. Never. But I am done with political posts. From here on out, it's back to normal. If you don't like me because of who I voted for and you have to unfollow, go ahead. My own family unsubscribed from my life. So you can too. I promise it doesn't get worse than that.
Yeah, very sad. Very sad. But I do admire the leftists for their integrity. Anyway. All right. Let's do one or two more. 23-year-old female, our confessions, says, When I was 18, I was excited to try different sex positions, partners, you name it. Sex was marketed to be as this fun activity with no strings, so why not? First, it was a cute guy from my class, then it was a guy from Tinder, and so on and so forth. But the thing is, there was no adventure for me. It was mostly them pulling their dicks out and telling me what to do with it and loving the fact that they were teaching me what to do. It started hurting when I started wanting them to stay after, but they were just in a hurry to pull up their pants and go. I didn't understand that sex was an emotional connection for women until after the fact, right? It's really hard for men to understand what sex is like for women as a whole, right? Because we are the penetrators, not the penetratees, right? So it's a very different situation. Grading this person's paper, how the F? This is an Among Us character riding a dinosaur. That's pretty wild. And funny. All right. From Bitcoin Archive, just in, this is from a couple of days ago. BlackRock's Bitcoin ETF is officially bigger than its gold ETF. 33.2 billion assets in just 10 months. Of course, I talked about this in my Bitcoin update from, was it way earlier this year? So yeah, I said when the ETFs were approved, it was about a year ago, I think. The ETFs were approved, it's like, it's going to be huge, right? So yeah, normally I hate being right. In this case, I like being right. These eyes are great. This is silver bird. And it's got knot holes that look like eyes as a whole. That's pretty wild. Sorry, I wish I could get the timing right on these, but they just stopped playing. Maybe I should turn off this autoplay. Sorry, this is so blurry, but this is funny.
Your Snapchat?
Sorry, I'm kind of only into taller guys.
Okay. Your Snapchat?
Sound is just great. All right, the next 4 years are going to be hilarious. This is a guy from a couple of days ago. Dear women of America, here's a short explanation of these movements. 4B, no dating, intimacy, marriage, or having children with cis men. Dating apps, flings, weddings, family planning. There are some women who are deleting their period tracker app because they're concerned that the government is going to find out that they're pregnant. And if they resume their periods, that they're going to get prosecuted for pregnancy termination. When, of course, what is it? 20 to 30% of pregnancies just end in spontaneous miscarriages and so on. But again, that's just part of the drama. Most men want less drama. Some women want more drama. And it's incomprehensible to both. All right. B4B, prioritizing support, solidarity among women, mentorship, friendship, networking. Yep, this is the female pull, right? The female pull is either to work with a man or to conform to a crazy female collective. And, one leads to children, one does not. All right. Avoiding any emotional labor and energy spent on men, advice, comforting, listening, boycotting pink tax products, misogynistic companies, beauty brands, clothing stores, all of the above. So, yeah, they're basically going to create inward-looking covens of rejecting men. While still, of course, they will not. I would love to see boycotting any government programs because they're primarily funded by male taxes, right? That's what I want to say. I would find that absolutely fascinating, right? Which is they would say, okay, well, we can't take welfare because it's primarily funded by male taxes. Or we can't take free food from the government primarily funded by male taxes. We can't take scholarships primarily funded by male donors and taxes. Like, to boycott money that largely or mostly comes from men, that would be something. But of course, there's nothing like that. And that's not going to happen. So I don't take the rest of it seriously. This is Bitcoin versus gold ETF inflows by year. And you've broken through the top there. This is gold versus Bitcoin. So that explains the price. Love this one. What if we stopped telling adult children they need to forgive their parents? Sorry, let me start that again. What if we stopped telling adult children they need to forgive the parents who harmed them when they were young because they're your parents, and start telling parents they need to make things right with the adult children they harmed years ago because they are your children? Right. This is very sad. Are we all dating the same kind of men? Initially, they're all so good to us. They're the ones who chase us. They make us fall for them. They enter our lives even when we weren't looking for love. And then they show us this picture of spending our lives together, making promises, talking about kids and future, telling us how great we make them feel. Can't go without speaking for a minute, and suddenly they disappear. You beg them to text you, and still they don't. Who's raising such men? They reach out to you only when it's convenient for them. They know you've been crying, but still they don't give a f***. And one day when you decide that you've had enough and decide to leave them, they just agree in an instant. Like, if you didn't want me, then you could have just told me. These men are just cowards who cannot face their own fears. And the worst part is I'm the one who's sobbing from morning to night every day, and he already moved on to someone else. And this has become a common experience for all the women who are dating. Right, so in general, these men are raised by women who have nothing to offer men except sex. I mean, it's really sad. And this, of course, I'm not saying this is true for women as a whole. I live with two lovely females who are my world. But, yes. And this, of course, is a question I ask men regularly who are in bad relationships. Okay, what does the woman offer other than sexual access? Right? Is she warm-hearted? Is she kind? Is she curious? Is she wise? Is she virtuous? Is she hardworking? Is she, like, all of these things, right? So if you are raised by, particularly if you're raised in a single mother household, you are deeply imprinted with the fact that what your mother had to offer in general was sexual access, because the man didn't stick around for her personality, right? Once he had sex with her, he left, and this is repetitive, right? And so this is one of the things that's really dangerous for men who are raised by single mothers, is getting out of the mindset that the primary value that women have to offer is sexual access. So this is men who are raised without fathers, because if you're raised with a father, and this is not true, of course, of all fathers, but in general, if you're raised with a father, then your father finds more value in your mother than sexual access, because if it's just sexual access, he'd move on to some other woman and continue to lie and manipulate to get sexual access. In the same way that some women, when they get divorced or when they separate from a man, they lie and manipulate in order to get more alimony and child support and custody and so on, right? So, yeah, who's raising such men? Not fathers. I love this one. This is perhaps the most American picture ever taken. So, it's a Trump plane with a McDonald's, an American flag, and two bald eagles. I love that one. Oh no, this woman is like, hey, finally being free of election ads, texts, and calls. Creeping up behind is Mariah Carey. All right. Yeah, this shaving their head with the sad faces, you know, honestly, it is a good plan. It is a good, good plan. Please, please, please tell men that you have short, vainglorious time preferences and you're willing to shave your head for social media clicks rather than get a man who loves you. So you are advertising absolute, in my view, not about this person in particular, but just the pattern of people as a whole. You're advertising, and by the way, what the hell is that thing in the closet behind her? It looks like a decapitated sex doll. But yeah, you're advertising your mental illness, you're advertising narcissism and vanity and social conformity and so on, and, you know, massive attention seeking. And so, yeah, I mean, it's great. What's going to happen, of course, is that, and also you can see that women without hair, it's just not a good look. Ears are too big and all of that, so. It's really sad. And you see, there's quite a change, right, from start to end in terms of looks. But no, what's going to happen is these women are going to have massive regrets, and it's going to, you know, invest in some big companies. I say, as a joke, just kidding. Don't take any investment advice from me. But yeah, so there's some social media stuff. Is there anything else right down here? Oh yeah, lots of hateful videos and all of that. So, all right. Thank you very much for your time, interest, care, and attention. Freedomain.com/donate to help out the show. We'd hugely appreciate it. Lots of love from up here. Take care, guys. Talk to you soon. Bye.